Sorry, I am under the weather a little bit, but I promise I won't give you any cootie, okay? So, when I prepare for this homily for this Sunday, I reread Father Gregory Boyle's Tattoo on the Heart book again. And for those who don't know who Father Gregory Boyle is, he is a Jesuit living in California, L.A., and he founded the Homeboy Industries, where he reached out to gang members, like tough gang members, and he reached out to them and helped them to find new opportunities. And in his book, he said his approach to how to minister to these hardened gangsters, sometimes he said he's scared of them, but he tried to look beyond the physical appearance, with all their tattoos and everything, to look deep into their heart and to love them with the dignity and the love of Christ. And because of that, Father Gregory Boyle was so successful in converting so many of the hardened gangsters back to the truth and back to the Lord. Why? Because he believed in them. He believed in them and he loved them, not because of their appearances on the outside, but because of their heart deep from within. He believed that these men and women have the ability to change, had the ability to become better, had the ability to better their lives. So by believing in them, he practiced compassion to them. And by being compassionate to them, he also taught them trades and to help them to educate themselves so that they can better their lives. And these hardened gangsters all come back and said, "We change our life because Father Gregory believed in us." My brothers and sisters, in this day and age, I don't think that is something that all of us are easy to accept, because I think all of us tend to judge real fast of what people are, and especially when something is going on the internet or something going on presented by the news. We are so lazy. We don't do the extra work to find out what's behind what's being reported. We come to a conclusion. We come to a judgment right away. And we cannot look beyond the appearances in order to look deep into the heart, in order to help people to realize their potentiality in God. And I think this is so important for us to realize and to recognize that we are called to love and to love deep from within. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The same Spirit that worked in Jesus Christ for all of his good works, for all of the salvation and redemption, is also at work in us. The same Spirit of the Lord is given to us at the moment of our baptism. This Spirit of the Lord that we have had heard in the gospel reading today, he has anointed me. You and I have been anointed by chrism at our baptism and confirmed when we were a teenager, and then anointed us for what? To bring glad tidings to the poor. Are you bringing glad tidings to the poor? I see so many people complaining, "Oh, the Catholic Church isn't doing this and that," or "we should have done better." But I'm asking you, what have you and I done personally to bring the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to the poor? What have we done? Don't ask, what is the church not doing? What have I done to bring good tidings, good news to the poor? Am I able to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with the poor people around me? This is not materialistically poor people, but the people who are beaten down by this world, who have no more hope, the people who have lost their ways, are you and I able to bring the good news to them yet or not? That's important. We need to be able to bring good news, good tidings to the poor of heart. I'm not asking you to bring a big old sign and then go out to the highway and say, repent or you're going to go to hell. I'm not asking you that, but I don't want you to be shocked, okay? But I'm asking you that in your everyday encounter, are you sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with the people around you? The people who are distraught, the people who are beaten down by government, by politics, by all these things. Are you able to bring the good news to them by saying that God loves you and I recognize the dignity of God in you? Are you able to do that? Second, he had sent me to proclaim liberty to captives. And by preaching the good news, we're also telling people that they have the ability to truly be free. Free from all the things of this world. Free from the enslavement of this world. Free from all the lies of this world. Are telling them that they have to make a name for themselves in order to be happy. That's it. The lies of the world that constantly make us angry, frustrated, and resentful. We don't have to make a name for ourselves in order to be happy if we truly know who we are. And when we know who we are and who we are in God, then we become free. Free. Huh? We become free in the Lord Jesus Christ to live as we are, as his sons and daughters. Imagine the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ to be children of God. And that is found in the good news. Third, recovery of sight to the blind. Huh? Many of us have two eyes, but many of us don't know how to see. Because we're so occupied on the things that we want, the things that we think are going to make us happy, but we have become so blinded by our own ego, our own pride, our own worry, our own unrealistic expectation of this world and of other people. So even though we have our eyes, we do not see the truth in one another, and then especially the truth in scope of eternity, eternal life with God. I've been watching Daredevil on Netflix. And who in here knows the Daredevil? Anyone? No? Okay. The Daredevil is, his name is Matthew Murdock, and he is blind, physically blind. But the Daredevil, even though he is physically blind, God had given him a very heightened sense of reality. And Matthew, just like ordinary people, tried to do his best to seek justice and to help those who are oppressed by the kingpin, by crimes, by criminals, by gangsters. He tried to help them. So Matthew, even though is physically blind, he sees beyond. He sees beyond the things of this world in order to do what is right, what is just. And Matthew Murdock is one of the most Catholic character in the Marvel universe because he goes to confession a lot and he's very devout Catholic. So perhaps that's why I like him. But if you have Netflix, you can watch The Daredevil. But the ability to see things that they are is important, especially things in relationship to God, not just relationship to ourselves and what we want. Next, it to let the oppressed go free. That is so important. As a priest, I work with many people who told me that, Father, I have no joy in life. Or, Father, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Or, I work with a lot of young people. Father, I don't know what I'm called to be. I'm lost. And they're so downbeaten that they don't know what it truly meant to live and live for God or live for something greater instead of what society tell them, that they have to be successful, they have to be powerful, they have to be prestigious, or they have to have money, they have to have power, influence, or they have to make a name for themselves. All these things, oppress the individual and make them feel like there's nothing more to live. And we have the ability to say that you do not have power over me because I know who I am and I know who I belong to. I belong to Jesus Christ. And that's why I am free and I'm no longer oppressed by the lies of this world. And last of all, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. What is this year acceptable to the Lord? This is the year of mercy, the year of compassion, the year of forgiveness. Yes, that is important to know, because I can tell you right now, many people do not like themselves. They hate themselves. They hate themselves and they dislike themselves so much that they're not willing to let God love them in their brokenness, in who they are. I was once like that, and I still struggle with that, because we always think that we need to be someone else instead of being content with who we are. Yet contentment and happiness come from the ability to accept ourselves as we are and to be content with God's love, His mercy, His compassion for us. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, in this third week of ordinary time, I'm challenging you to live in the Spirit of the Lord by allowing yourself to be His witness, His testimony, and by bringing the good news to the poor, liberating the captives, and as well proclaim to everyone that God loves them and they have their dignity in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is important, my brothers and sisters, because in this world and in this day and age where we have become hopeless, let us show to one another that Jesus Christ had come to save us and had loved us beyond all of our brokenness. So we're called to believe in ourselves in Him and to become what He wants of us, so that we are proud to be called sons and daughters of God.